Podcast Time. It's party time from the Culture Swine on Radio DR.co.za.
It's party time from the Cultured Swine, and we're back for episode 10. Been gone for too long, but now we're back, and I'm here with the dragon.
What up, it's the dragon, and I'm back.
It's been good, it's been long, guys. Ish, go mew.
Dude, really?
Dragon, why don't you start us off?
Hey everyone, hope you've been good. I know you missed me, it's been a while. yeah, lockdown has us by the balls, but here we are soldiering on. Today we're going to be talking about how this lockdown has affected you, maybe financially, maybe mentally, physically, you know.
Yes,
because some of us are out here.
But before we get there, can you please just explain the drink of the day?
Okay, the drink of the day is what I call the dragon's special antidote for unhappy times. It's a bunch of stuff mixed in together. If you've been to a wine day, you should know this by now, that I can mix pretty much anything together and make it taste amazing.
The thing is, you can't even taste the elk. But like,
yeah, you can't. That's the point.
Those are the dangerous ones. The ones where you can't taste that there's a percentage in there.
Oh, we love to hear it. We love to taste it even better.
Yeah. Away. So another thing that we're going to do is, because obviously the dragon and I are siblingados, we're just going to like see what we've discovered during this lockdown, what we've discovered about each other. And what we wish we could change. First of all, I'm just going to say I wish I could throw him all away. But it's fine.
These are lies. I am the one that keeps things happy in this household. I am the glue. I am the glue. Everyone knows that.
Whatever. But anyway, so how has this affected you? This lockdown, this COVID-19.
You know, I was out here dicing and slaying in the Cape. It ruined my chances of many things. I was about to do some voiceover work. That's on hold. Mm. Flying, obviously. And my drone ground school. That's on hold. And Ifebe. Oh, my God. I've been cold turkey for a couple of weeks now. A month or two. How long have I been here?
It's been 40 days.
Month.
It's been 40 days.
Yeah, a month and some change.
Yeah.
It hurts. So bad. But yeah, you know, in terms of that, in terms of like school and stuff, it's really affected me. In terms of money, I mean, there's a lot of things that I was working on that now are in the air or are postponed or are altogether in shambles, you know. So that's been terrible. But on the physical side, this body has transformed into something magnificent. You know, I cannot stress how much my body's been great. And how, and like, I didn't think mentally I was, you know, capable of like zoning in a time like this to like really stretch the physical ability of my body, which is something I've learned that I can do. I can zone in when the time comes, you know. So that's been dope. Seeing how far I can push myself every now and again in terms of physical strength. I'm coming for you, ladies. Yes. And you, how's it been, bro?
I think for me, I realized that I really suck at working from home. That's one thing I've noticed.
Terrible.
Yeah, no, I need to go to an office and focus and like do my job, because here it's so easy to just get distracted and to not do your work, bruh. I don't know. I think it takes me, when I'm at home, it takes me now like a whole day to edit a video that could have taken me literally like 2 hours if I was at work. Financially, not really, because they've still promised us our full salaries.
Good stuff. Yeah, she went shopping for the whole family this morning.
Yeah, it did.
Which is dope.
So yeah, I think that's the only cool part. And then physically, I'm not like, oh, bah!
It's not even the song.
But I've like gone back to swimming sometimes, you know. I'm enjoying the pool. If it wasn't for the pool, I don't think I'd be as sane as I am right now.
Dude, it's rough staying at home.
It's like limited, think, the things you can do.
You think it's dope, like when you're thinking about it, whilst you're still going to work or still going to school or carrying on with everyday life. But then once someone says, yo, you're not allowed to leave your house. Dude.
Yeah.
There are so many things that you want to do. I mean, even just taking a drive to the grocery store now is an event.
Literally, like, it's so much fun, actually. You cherish those moments.
Might as well just get dressed up and put some makeup on.
Yeah.
Or put your best clothes on and go to the grocery store because, wow. Dude, I hate being locked indoors. It's the worst.
But it's good to see that, like, because I went today to buy stuff and it was good to see majority of the people were wearing masks. Majority of people were hand sanitizing and stuff. So I guess, like, we've upped our game hygienically as a country.
Yeah, we should have done that a long time ago.
Very true. I don't know why it had to be COVID-19 to pull up and be like, guys, also, hygiene is a good thing. How about it should have been a good thing from the get-go?
Yeah, we all know who wasn't showering.
Most definitely not.
You don't know who wasn't showering. So, you know, it's been a learning curve for everyone, like in terms of hygiene and what people actually are like in confinement.
Mm.
Because, you know, every day you wake up, you go to work, you go to school, you go whatever, do whatever you want, you know. You go about your day and you come back and you have those conversations of hi, how's your day, then it's like fluff, you know. It's like everyday fluff.
Yeah,
you don't really have deep conversations like people are having right now. People are getting into relationships also.
I
don't understand what's going on, but we'll get to that in a second.
It's because now you're like forced to get to actually know someone that you probably were going to be like, I'm going to just, and then dispose of you.
Dude.
Now you literally there and you getting to know a favorite color.
Dude, I'm not trying to have these conversations, bro. Like, it's a struggle. Every day you either get hit up with, hey, how you doing? It's like, bro, I haven't spoken to you in 3 years.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that. But now everyone is like, yeah, let's reconcile. It's because, you know, I guess the death perspective is like very much close to home now. Because it's like, dude, you could catch this any day and you could die any day. So people are now making amends, which is good.
Mm.
You know, people are making amends. Some people are just saying fuck it to everything. So you're just like, oh, Gafio, well, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, and then carrying on with life.
But this is just from our perspective as a youth. Imagine our parents, bro, and they lived through apartheid.
Dude.
So for them, it's even worse. Yo, no, it's
like, I can imagine households that were, like, going through tough times already. Like, if your marriage was on, like, the brink of divorce, or if, like, your financial situation was in shambles. Like, dude, those people are going through the most right now.
Yeah.
Like, if you were on the brink of divorce, chances are, hey, man, it's a 50-50 chance, but chances are some people did not make it throughout this thing.
Yeah, but also those that, like, are in abusive relationships, same.
Dude. You can only imagine, like, the rough situations they're going through.
Mm.
Because now your abuser doesn't even have a job to go to. Now his job is just to whip your ass.
Yeah.
Or, like, mentally abuse you or emotionally abuse you. It's messed up, you know. And I wish we had, like, a hotline for that. Like,
I think there is. I think I saw a post on Facebook where there's hotlines for abuse, rape, and what's the other one? I'm not too sure, but there were just like a list of hotlines for who to call during this pandemic.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. I should call him for your ass.
Excuse because, me?
Yo, this woman's abusive, bro. If she makes
me.
Breakfast, if she makes breakfast, then everyone must be under her command the whole day. If she buys you something, then she summons you like a slave. Today she bought me data, so now I was taking a nap. She woke me up for this. Like, why?
These are absolute lies, first of all. These are absolute lies.
This thing, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I don't like how this is going.
Nah, Dala here too.
This is what happened with the first gin bottle.
These are lies, guys.
It's not really a mean, guys. Party time is a minorist.
Anyway, so let's take a bit of a break and then we'll come back with what we've discovered about each other during this lockdown.
Really?
And we are back. I'm the bunch. African Michael Jackson. So anyway. You just press it once.
Been pressing this thing, man.
Does it just stopped? Okay, cool. Away. And we're back.
Back in my favorite position.
So we said that when we come back, we're going to talk about what we've discovered about each other during this lockdown. I'll go because I need to vent, basically.
What? Vent about what?
Guys, uyahlupa. Yes? Hey, hey. Uyahlupa nanga umuntu athi ngathi uhamba yolanda angazi ukuhlupha eCape Town wazokuletha la.
The lies.
This nigga, bruh, will wake up literally at 5 a.m. in the morning, come try open my door, ikhona ezokuhlupha in my sleep. And he thinks I don't know, but I know. So obviously what I've discovered is that he wakes up early. Cool. And in his waking up early, he'll go sit in the lounge and he'll watch TV. Before he comes and works out. But uthanda ukunaka abantu. So my mom wakes up every morning and she turns on the kettle water.
Why did she turn it on? I've already warmed the water. I've already boiled the water. Why do you have to do it again?
Because he wakes up at 5 a.m. No one knows that like he's already turned on the water. And touch also, maybe kettle. You just want to reheat the water, bruh.
Reboil the water?
It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and then I'll wake up and I want to reboil the water too. And he'll literally get upset.
Wasting
as
electricity.
As if he's the one paying. Okay, cool.
Wasting.
But you're not the one paying for
electricity.
Hey, guys.
Dude, then the parents complain about how much they're paying for electricity. I'm like, dude, if you guys switch off the lights in rooms that you're not in, switch off your plugs, and switch off the what's the name? And stop reheating or reboiling the kettle. Those things, they count. Okay? Jesus. Am I like a weird person for that? If we're trying to save the earth?
No, it's cool. You can try save the earth and try save electricity. But like, because every morning now, he'll be like, oh, I'm going to reheat my mat. Like, what? What the fuck is that? Like, dude, what's going on,
bruh? Be like, you guys don't listen. No one in this house listens. No, that's what I've picked up, is that no one in this house listens. And you're all hypocrites. Literally, you will shout at someone for doing something that 2 minutes later, they're doing the exact same thing.
What the hell are you
dude,
talking about?
Let's start with your dad. Let's start with your dad, Mr. Oh, put things back where you found them. Dude.
Okay,
how many times have you
he's
found...
He's terrible.
He got on me about the tires here by the pool. Yesterday, he left them here. Then, today, I found them here. I asked him, man, the tires... Oh, we're finding what they're going. Oh, you were using them. Dude. You guys are terrible. You guys are terrible, bro. But I miss being home. It's fun.
Yeah, no, we've missed you too.
It's fun being home, bro. Oh, you guys are the worst, though. Yo, I don't know how you guys are surviving, just the three of you. Also, how did you end up using more electricity? There's just three of you, and there's less people. How?
It probably has to be a mom or dad. Dude. But anyway, umzamo nomsindo.
These are all lies.
Ubelesele icule lodwa. And, like, I don't know why he doesn't like his room. He likes to come into my room and chill there.
There's two beds.
Hours.
There's two beds and there's no one on the other one. Also, like, there's no ventilation in my room.
There's no ventilation, period.
Dude, there's, like, my windows open to a wall. Like, at least you can see outside. Me, I just see a wall and the neighbor. It's terrible in my room. It's hot. I don't like it. But, you know, it's fun hanging out in your room because then I can fart.
You know, I can
let one rip and not feel anything because it's not going to affect me later on. Oh, dude. Swimmer's room has the most fart-inducing beds I've ever slept on, bro.
That is disgusting.
It's like they rub your belly for the air to come out. Sis, I don't understand.
I'm literally, like, I'm revolted with the words that are coming out of your mouth right now.
Dude, especially the bed where no one sleeps, bro. It's the best.
Luanda's sleeping there. It's like this. How dare you say there's no one sleeping there?
It's like there's some vibration that allows you to just let one rip. It's amazing. I fucking love it.
Can't deal.
Sip, yes. Dude, I don't lie. I miss a shout out to the boys in 213. Shout out to Remo, weathering the storm alone. Bruh. Shout out to, who else are we shouting out to?
Malume, right, happy belated birthday to Nkanyiso Ntombembao.
Oh, Mr. Ntombembao, Mr. Stinkmina himself, number one hater of all time. Shout out to him. Happy belated birthday. Shout out to Lumkogazi and her newborn.
Yes. Oh my god.
Yolanda's dead to me, so you can shout her out. I don't know if you still like her or whatever.
Who? But
Yolanda's dead to me.
Why?
She had one job. She had one job to set up itende at her place. We were supposed to make a Zulu. I made the Zulu. She never made the tent. So fuck Yolanda, bro.
I made the Zulu.
Terrible human being. shout out to Pops. He had a newborn as well.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
That lady is always keen, dude, for a fight.
I've never even met the, see, bro, this lockdown is whack, nigga. I haven't even met the babies, bro.
Cool, but, like, all I'm saying is Pops's baby is always keen for a fight.
What do you mean?
She's always ready, bruh. She's always ready. The pictures that Pop sends me, like, she's literally just fists are always up.
Well,
face
is
always,
she,
like,
is
angry.
Dude, it's just dawned on me that she's the daughter of Thanos. Bruh,
yeah.
What about the kid's name is Gamora? Oh, my God. That's what I'm going to save her as. When she eventually gets a number and stuff.
Yeah.
She's going to call me Uncle Peter Quill.
Oh, my gosh.
Uncle Star-Lord. Uncle the Dragon. Dude. Oh, yeah. Jack had his first birthday yesterday. Shout out to him.
Oh, shout out to babies, basically.
Yeah, shout out to all the babies out here. The Coronials.
Ooh, guys.
They're called the Coronials, ne?
One thing I've decided, I don't know. One thing I've discovered about myself is that, hey, times are tough. Percentages are little.
What? So that's just code for you saying you're an alcoholic. No. That's literally your code of saying it's tough. That's terrible, dude. It's fucking disgusting. Mom and dad, listen to this.
No, guys. What I'm trying to say is, you know, everyone copes with pandemics differently.
Dude, I hope you're saving this, eh? Because your kids are gonna watch this and they're gonna listen to this, and so are your grandkids.
That's
and your
great
grandkids. So, and you, Coco,
yes, there was no, bro.
Disgusticos.
They must know, bruh, that, like, you know, I'm a social person. And
are
like,
you?
I am. I'm very social.
Dude, don't you leave parties early?
What does that have to do? But I'm still social within the parties.
No, you're not. You just hang with people that you know. That's not being social.
Yes, it is.
Social is me.
No, that's socializing.
Social is me.
I just said I'm social, as in, like, I like to go out. I like to be...
Do you like to go out?
Yes, I do. I like to be
out. So then why is your room locked at 5 in the morning?
Wow, Mzamo, come on.
Dude, I'm social. I'm up at 5. I want to see the people. You don't want to see anyone. Lock your room until, like, 8 in the morning. Then you come out at, like... 5 past 8, you reheat the water unnecessarily. Then you don't shower for another 2 hours. I go and I have my workout, and you disturb
my shower. I'm making breakfast.
Disturb
my
shower time because you shower just as I'm about to finish my workout. Then you decide, oh no, this is the perfect time.
No, you're lying.
Because you're a hating ass nigga. That's your problem.
The thing is you're lying, because whilst you're working out, I'm making breakfast. Because guys, everyone has their strengths and weaknesses somewhere. So if we're all working out and being macho gym fanatics here, who's going to make the food? Who's going to not eat and eat?
So guys, I don't make breakfast. Is that what you're saying?
Your breakfast is basic.
I don't make breakfast.
You do, but it's basic. Like, you literally just make eggs and bacon.
That's breakfast, bro.
No, bro. I'm trying to have, like, pancakes.
Eat for sustenance. Lentil forbel is not good for anyone.
But no one's forbellering.
Yes, it is. Okay, so your breakfast, you say my breakfast is basic. What is supposed to go into your belly, Gant? What is meant to be in your belly?
Are you meant to make it? It must be also aesthetically pleasing to the eye. You can't just... Guys, breakfast, it's bacon, it's eggs, it's shatini, or, you know, stir fry, and you have pancakes. Yeah, won't you? The works, bruh. The works.
I don't make pancakes anymore, bruh.
Yeah,
they're way too much work.
Yeah, they're too not. Much work, you're just
bruh.
Lazy.
Oh, too much work. Also, I've just been working out. Now I'm going to start with pancakes. Oh, damn. That's like a 30-minute thing, bruh.
Pancakes don't take that long, first of all.
Secondly, do. Making the batter is just strenuous, bruh. Because now I've forgotten how much sugar I need to use. Because the sugar-measured things are different in Cape Town and here. Then now
what do you
comes,
mean the sugar measure
dude,
things?
Dude, I remember the last batch I made before I left for Cape Town, bro. Yo, dude, I gave myself diabetes, bro.
I remember. That was disgusting.
Shut up. I redeemed myself. You're the worst. Also, do you know if car dealerships are open?
They're definitely not open.
I wonder if people are still buying cars. Well, the people that bought cars.
I saw someone with a red, you know, that red bottom thing, number plate thing, when I was at the garage. So I guess that's a new car. So I'm guessing people are buying new cars.
Dude, in this climate, damn, that's hectic. That's pretty hectic. There goes Dad, looking for something to complain about.
Guys, no, this has been so much fun. I actually missed it.
Dude, I've missed... shout out to Mike Demba, who can't be with us for obvious reasons.
Oh, yes, the captain. What'd he do, baby?
Dude, we miss you so much, bro.
Yeah. Also,
we should start doing this thing across provinces, bro. Just online. Together.
Yeah. You know? We'll have to look into that though.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, and CeeLo.
Yeah, shout out Mr. Demba, the OG Demba.
The Demba twins.
Yeah, the Demba clan. Dude, they look so much alike, it's weird.
All three of them.
Like, it's strange. Like, how does his dad just make, like, 2 carbon copies of himself? It's like the mom wasn't even there, bro.
Literally.
Dude. But the best... Okay, so maybe let's talk about the shows you've been watching.
What have I... Oh, I really enjoyed Norton Crosses. That was a nice series for me.
Dude, I watched the first 30 seconds. We watched the first episode together.
Yeah.
Then I was like, I could tell the whole story after that.
Yeah, we all could tell the whole story, but like it was still quite cool. I think I just liked the whole reverse society.
Yeah, no, it's pretty dope. Yeah. It's pretty dope. Notes and Crosses is pretty dope.
Yeah.
Check that out if you're politically conscious, or if you just like something different. It shows a different perspective. Just check that out. Dragon Ball Z.
I'm really enjoying it.
That's been like the one thing we could all watch.
Yeah.
With the nephew, because he's here as well. It's been dope. What else? Oh, dude, CinemaSins on YouTube. Honest Trailers on YouTube. What else? Biographics on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm missing something.
I've been seeing a lot of people on social media.
Oh, and pitch meetings.
A lot of people on social media. Obviously, I don't think you watch South African series, but a lot of people have been talking about Ikomor.
Yeah.
And saying that that's great. But, like, obviously, I've missed the whole first 5 episodes, so I'm not about to get into it.
Yeah, it's very hard to get into something when you miss the first episodes.
Very true. But people are talking about that, so check it out. And then for me, I haven't really been watching TVs as much as I've been reading. Guys, check out Americana, read it. It's quite cool. I finished it like 2 days ago and now I'm like lost. I don't know what to do with myself, but check it out. It's a nice book, as well as Her Last Breath. I wish I could remember the authors, but like I never remember author names. I always remember the title of the book. So Her Last Breath, Americana, and The Yearning. Those are the 3 books that I've like been reading throughout lockdown.
That's dope. Cool. I haven't read actually this whole lockdown. I've just been watching stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, guys, if you're looking for places to make money, you know, I've got a list of things that you could do here to make some money. Let me just check.
Whilst he looks for the list, if you've got places where you know, actually this is illegal, so never mind.
Really? So getting arrested is on your to-do list.
I'm joking, guys.
By the way,
you can still bet, guys. You can still like go online. There's still things that you can bet on and like spend your money on if you're keen on spending your money.
Yeah, if you have money left.
Yeah, that too.
Because it's rough out here.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for things to make money, porn is booming right now. You could do webcam porn. You can do videos. You can do POV videos, so points of view videos where you don't necessarily have to show your face, but you can make some money doing porn. Pornhub is definitely giving out money for that, so don't say I didn't warn you. Podcasts and streaming. Podcasts, you know, depending on the amount of views you get, you still get paid, right? I forgot the numbers. On YouTube. It's like per 1,000 people you get a certain amount of money, but I think it's from like 1,000 views upwards. I'm not sure. It doesn't say here. But so porn, podcasts, you could host the channel on Twitch. If you know any gamers, you can start hosting gamers on your Twitch channel. And start doing that, or you can actually stream your own gaming, live streaming, and try to get some subscribers or some viewers on that. Another thing is online fitness, Shandis. So you can get people to click on your channel and start teaching people how to work out.
But stop sending the challenges. Guys, I'm not doing 30 push-ups in the morning.
Bruh.
I'm not eating raw egg. Can we just please, like, be considerate to other people.
Send her all the challenges. She needs them. Satan.
Listen.
But in that order, guys, those are the four things that are booming right now. Unless you know how to code, unless you have a drone, in terms of media. If you have a drone right now, you're killing it because everyone needs coverage.
But you have to have a license.
Yeah, you have to have a license and you have permits and all of that. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, those are the things that are really in need right now. Obviously, healthcare services and supplies. Those things are very essential as well. Food commodities and perishables, those are dope. But I'm talking like from a being at home point of view.
Mm.
You know, those are the other things that you could look into and start making money off of. Yeah, guys. Also don't forget to send nudes to people that are in need.
But like also, guys, get House Party. House Party is such a cool app because you can, like,
it's have very up to, invasive.
You can have
very
up to how invasive. Many people? 10.
I think 10, yeah.
You can have up to, like, 10 people in a chat room, video chat, and then you can also play games with those people. And yeah, you can lock the room, so it's not that invasive. You can lock a room so that no one, like, just pulls up, you know? So, mm-hmm. Yeah. House Party is quite cool. That's all for me.
Don't forget to shave, guys. Please. Shave. Dude, when you're getting out of this lockdown, you don't want to be having sex with Chewbacca. Like, shave and keep yourself tidy. Please. Like, I understand that it's not... a priority, right? Actually, it kind of is, because this thing can stick to your hair,
yeah,
follicles and stuff. So just be clean, guys. Please try to stay clean.
Very true. Guys, dude. Sanitized regards.
Dude, sanitized regards. Also, if you're thirsty, but that's not my problem. I mean, I've got nice things here that I will sanitize my throat with. And have a good time at party time.
Okay, bye.
Hey, it's about that time. It's party time from the Culture Swan on Radio DR.co.za.